golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weeknd with John Potter. I wish I lived in the golden age. 99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
We got new things to say here. One of them is the local conversation is happening now on X. Follow at 991 FM Talk. And all of this stuff is X. What is all this X stuff? I know it was Twitter. But
yes.
Is X really, this is the thing now, right?
Yep, that's the thing.
Okay.
Elon named it after one of his kids.
And we're proud to talk about one of his kids here. No, X is that popular.
Yes. Oh, extremely popular.
I ought to try it out.
Well, I will let you know that Mr. Galbraith has been the executor of this
X.
And he can get you hooked up.
What do you think of this, John? The Ducks Unlimited guy is here. All this, these kids like Craig here and Phil, everything revolves around the social media.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't understand it. Luckily, I have a young child who can help me.
Well, I don't. I have three cats who are worthless.
Yeah.
I also have, John, three ducks in my backyard. Maybe you can tell me what I can do about this, because we have a koi pond.
Yes.
And I go out there every day to throw the koi, their fish food, and the ducks steal it. Now, I have two males and one female duck. I don't know what the heck is going on there.
I don't know, but
I don't want to look.
No.
But anyway,
yeah,
you're with Ducks Unlimited.
Correct.
All right. I promise I'm not going to make any duck noises.
I won't either.
All right. I mean, I'm tempted. Yeah, quack you up, right. Did you bring a duck call?
I did not.
What does a duck call sound like?
A duck. If done properly, it should smell like a duck.
Okay.
It should sound just like a duck.
We're not going to make noises. All right, Ducks Unlimited is having a great event coming up. But first off, what is Ducks Unlimited? Is this a hunting group or a ecology preservation group, or you just love ducks?
Yes. So Ducks Unlimited is a conservation group that works nationwide and worldwide to preserve and conserve land for habitat for birds, not just ducks, migratory birds, any birds. As we know here in Nevada, water is premier. And so if we can hold some water somewhere that will help some animals survive better and rest before they migrate on, that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Why are these birds, especially ducks, so close to your heart personally? Why are they so, why is this a big thing with you? What's your attachment to these birds and ducks?
Well, as you know, in your backyard, you can watch them and talk to them if you wanted to and get you a duck call, and maybe you can teach you how to blow it a little bit so you can talk to them. But they're just a great animal. But it's actually all birds that are migrating is what we're trying to conserve for.
And why?
Just the numbers are dwindling, and they're changing. And we have, as we know, more encroachment in their native area. And so we need to supply areas where they can rest and heal and eat and fatten up and get ready for the next part of their journey in life.
So you're basically also saying, because of this obscene development, the numbers are lower for migratory birds?
They are now. There's a bunch of research trying to figure out why, but habitat is one of those reasons. And so Ducks Unlimited works to make that habitat better to maybe help mitigate some of that loss.
You know, that's really strange to hear, because I just came back from driving all across the state, and it reminds me again of how massive the open space is. Why they can't just move over to the next area of open space? I mean, but we just lose the ducks and the birds around here, is what you're saying. But they still don't disappear, or do they not? Are they not able to reproduce as well as they did before?
So we're in the Pacific Flyway.
Uh-huh.
And it actually runs through, you know, the west part of Nevada and California. And so they'll go where the resources are. So if there's food, water, and cover, that's where they're going to go.
Like so, humans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And most animals. So if there's no food or water here, they might be in California. We just don't see them. But the idea is, if they are on our side, we want to have resources for them to use. Okay. And we go all the way over to Elko. You know, one of the major breeding grounds for a canvasback is in Elko, out there. And I didn't know that until a few years ago once I got involved with Ducks Unlimited. So we help fund projects to help water resources and make wetlands areas for birds. And that's what we do. So there's a project in Elko. We have Lahontan Valley going on right now. We have a couple projects going there where they can use that resource, the water, which we have so little of, mm-hmm. better.
You know, this is unbelievable to say now, but when I was a kid, bird watching was actually a thing. I mean, I think there was a badge when you were a scout for bird watching. But mm-hmm. there were a lot of friends of mine who had the binoculars and would gleefully mark down the birds that they saw. And that's like extinct now. That used to be a popular thing. I remember having the Audubon book, and you would find the picture of the bird that you're looking at.
Sure. And I have a family member who's very involved in bird watching and counts them every day and sees how many different species he can find in a day. And out at Carson Lake, which is now a wildlife management area managed by Nevada Department of Wildlife, they actually have towers where bird watchers can go out and get an elevated view to look at birds. Absolutely.
Well, tell us about the event. It's for a great cause, I already know.
So our event is next Saturday. It's a fundraising event, and those monies are used to help fund some of these projects. A lot of them are grant-based, and some of them are matching-based, so Ducks Unlimited can use that money to match funds that have been put up by the federal government to help enhance those projects. As you know, construction and that is not cheap anymore. It's quite expensive to do what seems to be kind of small projects. Costs a lot of money.
Is the government helping out as much as they have in the past?
There are NACA grants that are available. They're called NACA grants that we can take advantage of mm-hmm. and apply for. If awarded, it's a matching grant okay. program, and that helps.
Tell us about the fun in this event for folks. What can folks do at this event?
Okay, so at our event, it's going to be held at Casino Fandango in Carson City next cool. Saturday at 5:30, doors open. It's a fundraising event. You can go online to ducks.org and buy tickets. I understand
that's
that you're trying.
Simplest website I ever heard.
That's right. It sometimes can be a little hard to navigate, but you can get through it. Just go to Nevada and events and scroll, and you can find our event. There's a lot of events in the area. I mean, Reno has an event. We have an event. Sparks has an event. Fallon has an event. Dayton has an event. Carson Valley had theirs already. So there's a lot of events to go to if this Saturday you're booked up and can't get there. There are other opportunities.
Next Saturday, Casino Fandango, and what are you going to have inside?
So we have merchandise from Ducks Unlimited. It's labeled, branded, and we auction them off, and we have raffles, and we have games to play, and it's just a place to meet people that are concerned about conservation and have a common theme there. It's a good time. We try to be out of there by 9:30.
Is there dinner?
There is a dinner.
Okay. Silent auction?
Silent auction,
oh,
live auction, raffles.
Oh, this is big.
And we have a kids auction also. It's not an auction, it's a raffle for kids. So we encourage the youth to come to this. And if you have a young child that's interested in it, this is one way to introduce them to it.
Great way to get them away from the phone.
Exactly.
You know, this is exactly what we need these exactly. days, to bring back some of these old favorites of things. What are the three choices on your poster?
So what we have is we have a Ducks Unlimited plate that became available this year, a license plate that you can purchase. It's a vanity plate. You can go to DMV and see that plate. We're running a raffle for anybody who buys a plate. If you take a picture of your registration and send it to nvduplate.gmail.com, we're going to have a drawing in September. Someone's going to have a choice of three trips paid for plus a $2,000 stipend to help them get there.
And this is just the Carson City event.
This is a statewide event. The license plate is a statewide event. Okay. So it is statewide. We have 1,000 plates. And so you can customize them if you'd like, but you can just buy a numbered plate. And this is a little kind of an incentive we're doing for those people that would like to support Ducks Unlimited that way.
What's the biggest item on your silent auction or the auction itself?
We have some trips. There are trips to Cabo and trips to South America and Africa adventures, photo adventures and stuff that if you're at the right place at the right time, can get a pretty good deal on them.
All right, so go to ducks.org and then navigate your way to what?
Nevada.
Nevada.
Yep, all find right. Nevada and then go to events or events in Nevada, and there'll be a
okay.
You can scroll down and find
and you can buy
in.
Tickets that easy.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome, John. That really is.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for letting folks know. I hope we pack the place. And I hope you do well on this.
Yeah, we've had some success in the past, and we're looking forward to it. It's a lot of fun, and we get to see people we haven't seen for a year.
Besides development, what's the biggest, second biggest threat to our duck population, migratory bird population?
Well, habitat's number one, without a question.
Yeah.
Breeding grounds, and that's in Canada. And so some of the Ducks Unlimited, there's a Canada Ducks Unlimited group that go to the breeding grounds and make sure that those resources are available for it. Predation is huge, as in with any species.
Predators.
Yeah.
Do you represent the geese?
Yes. Yes. Any migratory waterfowl.
All right. So you've been here forever. So have I. We remember when the geese would get out of here for winter. And now the geese stay in Reno year round. And I'm guessing now, is it because the humans have fed them so much that they don't fly south for the winter?
One of the jokes we have when we hunt is to take a nine-hole pin and stick it in the field, and the geese will land at it because they're so used to being on the golf courses.
What?
So it's just a joke.
Oh, okay.
there's no reason for them to leave. We don't get the hard freezes we used to get, so climate change may be part of that.
Kind of a nuisance at certain parks.
Yes, yes, it is. But
you can't go back because they teach their young now and everything.
Exactly. So they're imprinting those new fledglings into the area, and that's where they're going to come back to because that's what they know.
All right, John, it's been very interesting. And again, folks, go to ducks.org and navigate to Nevada, then to events, and get your tickets for this big thing next Saturday at Casino Fandango with great auction items and everything and the money going for such a great cause to protect our ducks and other migratory birds.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're around to do this, my man. I really
am. Happy to do it.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
John Potter here, live and local at Ridezilla. We're going to be talking about Ridezilla up next and what's on the floor here next after a short break on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:19.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Right on time.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Now, you are Dan?
Danny, yes.
Danny. How you doing,
sir.
Danny?
Doing good.
Man, I was worried because you guys are so busy. Danny, I appreciate the time you're taking with us because the only complaint I hear is they can't find a salesperson. They're all incredibly busy, and you have a big staff here, but you're hammered here.
We are, yeah. We could use probably about 10 sales guys today, to be honest. But, I think this is the third one of these things, and seems like the crowd gets bigger and bigger every year.
All right, besides, is this Tamale Lady again?
Indeed.
And Tamale Lady is setting up for the most amazing Mexican brunch buffet here. But you being in sales, talk to the customers out there, the ATV lovers, the outdoor fun lovers, what they can save and what they can get at rock bottom prices here at Ridezilla in Carson City. Take it away.
Yeah, we've got, you know, something different about us here at Ridezilla is we've got six different manufacturers under one roof. So, you know, whether it be watercraft, ATV, side-by-side, motorcycle, I mean, the list goes on. If you're into doing anything outdoors, we sell it here. Yeah, and then the prices, I mean, I think I made a lot of these signs you see out here on the floor right now. So we've got some stuff all the way, you know, $6,500 below MSRP.
$6,500 below MSRP, okay. Does every motorized thing here have a tag on it that is marked down? It seems that way. You have so many.
There might only be about five of them that don't. So, yeah, everything's on sale. Everything is best price you're going to find, that's for sure.
The one right next to you here, $3,000 off.
Yeah, come on down here and grab it. It's a great price.
Well, yeah. No more need be said.
There we go.
Okay, so what different types here besides ATVs? And, by the way, they're more than ATVs now, right? They're not the ATVs for my teenage years at all. These are luxury ATVs. Is that such a thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're a lot of your side by sides now. Pretty much every manufacturer's come out with one now. But you're talking machines with full glass, electric windows, heat, AC, navigation. Honda just came out with their new enclosed cab. It's been a little bit long waited, but. Yeah, we should have one of those. I'm hoping by end of May, June. Honda's obviously a great machine.
Yeah.
But yeah, luxury side-by-sides. Every manufacturer is making something.
What about
now.
Technology? How have they changed? These ATVs, these motorcycles, what's new with them product-wise for those who haven't taken a look at them in 5 or 10 years? What's the latest thing these things have?
Most of your manufacturers are going to have some type of, you know, agriculture/ranch machine now that was an open cab that now has cab, heat, AC, all that good stuff. And then on the other side of it, obviously living here in Nevada, we have the, you know, immense amount of BLM land. So you've got machines now that are up to like Kawasaki, 250 horsepower, supercharged machine. I mean, you're well over 100 miles an hour and basically a race car you can come down to the dealership and buy today.
Holy cow.
Amazing.
You have, are some of them electric? I know you have some motorcycles that are, right?
Yeah, there are some. They're slow coming to the market on the electric side of it. And I think that's just the vast, we have BLM land here. Electrics, I think, is the batteries aren't quite there yet, in my opinion. I'm sure you'll see more of those soon.
Yeah. Great engines, though. They look, they are beauties. Six different brands. I think you got them all. I can't think of any brand of ATV that you're missing here. As we look at Suzuki and Yamaha and Honda, and I'm missing like four or five. Kawasaki.
All the best ones.
All the best.
All
okay.
The best ones.
And you're the place for that. Okay. So besides the vehicles, what about these other sales here, tires and equipment and such? Buy three tires, get the fourth free?
Yeah. Where are you going to find a deal like that? Only here.
And today only, you get the Alpine Stars Moto Boots 40% off.
Best boots there are,
40%. Yeah, they're gorgeous. And is this a new brand, Kleem?
Climb is how it's said. Yeah.
Climb.
Yeah, okay. That's something new for us. Obviously, you know, we got the winters here for the snowmobile stuff. Climb is definitely your premier brand when it comes to your snow product more than anything. They make a wide variety of off-road gear as well. But
everything Climb is 35% off today.
It is.
On the top brand. What are we missing? What have I not mentioned?
Man, I think we've about covered it. Yeah, this is our third one of these, so hopefully many more to come and more and more people to bring into the sport too in the industry.
You invited everybody. Tamale Lady, State Farm Insurance is here. What is there special insurance to get for these items?
You know, I'm not too sure exactly what they've got going, but
you pack the place. Very good. Very good. Very well done, my friend. What do you drive? What's your personal favorite from off the floor here?
Man, I love them all, but at heart, I'm a dirt bike guy. So, and a Kawasaki guy at that. So, Yeah, I've got a couple of them.
All right. Why Kawasaki? Why is that your favorite?
I grew up, born and raised here in Carson City, and I actually remember walking in this front door with my father when I was about 8 years old, and right inside this door was a Kick 65 that he had bought me, and it's just kind of stuck from there.
This place has been here that long?
Oh, certainly.
No kidding.
Yep.
Is Ridezilla a chain, or is it one of its own?
We've got three power sports stores, two in Georgia, one here in Carson City.
That's it.
Yeah, this was formerly it was still a power sports dealer, but the Ridezilla name, that was about 4 years ago, I think the change happened. But this store selling power sports equipment has been here for a very long time.
Just the name Ridezilla. That's a fun vehicle, right?
Absolutely. I mean,
that's what it tells me. What are the tents? Other thing. Oh, you have a whole lot outside of more vehicles. Oh, geez, I thought this place inside was incredible. All right, when does a tamale lady start serving?
I believe she's going to kick it off here in about 30 minutes, so 11
30
o'clock.
Minutes from now. Okay. Danny, anything else?
That's it. Come on down and see us. If you can't make it down today, I have a feeling some of these sale signs might end up staying, maybe. Hopefully we sell all these things and there's nothing left on this floor.
But a lot of these are today only, so
yeah.
Get here right now. You're open till when?
We're going to be open until 4 today.
4 o'clock today, folks, and we're here till 12 noon. So some of these tags are up to $6,500 off.
Yeah, we got some big deals going on.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. And also, time to buy a snow vehicle, right?
Absolutely.
Off-season, right? On top of that.
The deals are there on all the snow machines, you bet.
Okay. You got a great place, Danny. You really do.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for talking with us, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, live and local at Ridezilla. Feel free to call us, too, 884-9910, 775-884-9910. Here we go. Don't miss a boat. Follow at 99.1 FM Talk on X. Did I do that good? Okay, that's all right. Okay, we'll be back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:30.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local at Ridezilla on South Carson Street in Carson City, right next door to Carson Toyota. Coming up, Dave Burns, Dr. Robert from the Douglas County Republican Committee. We're going to be talking about the candidates. That'll be a little after 11 o'clock this morning. In about 20 minutes, the tamale lady is going to be opening up the big spread that they've laid out. I think a lot of people come here just for that, and it's all at no cost to you. Come on by. Oh, speaking of which, I found another great new restaurant, even though it backed me up on eastbound 80 yesterday with that wreck. But I finally got to it. Murrieta's Mexican and Sparks. Tamale lady doesn't have a restaurant, right? She just goes and sets up. So this is not competition. It's at Vista and Los Altos. Excellent. And the cleanest restroom I have ever seen. You can do anything in that restroom. And the men's room still, all flowers and vanilla. And it was a great visit. They have a beautiful deck out there. We had a great time. The Artemis II thing, my family is all fired up about this. We are all in. It's not like it was back in the 60s with Gemini and Apollo in the 70s, but we're excited. And on this crew, the four people on board, I have heard network reporter after network reporter after network reporter tell me that, that guy is the first black guy to go higher than the low Earth orbit. And that lady, well, that's the first lady to ever go higher than the low Earth orbit. And every question they get that makes the evening news is, what's it like setting an example for people who basically look like you? And what does this say about a woman doing this? And I recognize
that those questions are not important to me, but they may be important to somebody else, and I'm cool with that completely. But there are a bunch of other things that I hope would also be important to not just somebody else, but everybody else. And those things would be, who are these people? What have they done? Right? Well, they're not doing it, let me tell you. The commander of Artemis II is Reed Wiseman. He's 50 years old. He's the oldest person on the flight by just months and will be the, oh, yes, he'll be the oldest person ever to go up that high. Okay, fine. That's one more first that I don't care about. What's his story? He was naval ROTC. He's been a naval aviator or an astronaut all his life. He's still active duty in the Navy for pay purposes. He detached to NASA. He is an 06, a Navy captain equivalent of an Army colonel. He's been in space a total of 165 days, now 66. He has had two EVAs, or extra vehicular activity. That's a spacewalk, actually, for you and me. He's the former chief of the astronaut office at NASA. That's pretty significant. That's who that guy, Reed Wiseman, is. What about Victor Glover? Okay, he's the pilot on this Artemis II. He's 49 years of age. He went to Cal Poly, I think San Luis Obispo. He was also a naval ROTC midshipman. He also remains technically on active duty with the United States Navy, and he is also an 06, a Navy captain, very significant rank. This man, Victor Glover, has four separate master's degrees. He's a great athlete. When he was younger, a big quarterback star in high school. At college, he played both football. He was a championship wrestler. He's been a pilot like nobody's business. He has more than 3,000 hours aloft, I mean in an airplane. And he has flown more than 40 different types of aircraft, and included in his flying resume, he's been on 24 combat missions in the service of the United States of America. And you know how pilots have like those nicknames, like when you watch Top Gun? His is Ike. They call him Ike. It's an abbreviation for I Know Everything. Not because he's a know-it-all, not because he's stuck up or arrogant, but because when they were all students and they had a question, they knew that they could ask him because he knew everything. He's like a Craig Moss of NASA. So he's been like Ike ever since. The man's a giant based on his resume. Christina Cook. She's a civilian mission specialist. She's been in space. She is the most experienced astronaut of the group, graduated out of NC State and has had 328 days in space. She's the most experienced astronaut of the group, graduated, done six spacewalks, also an expert, has done research on surviving in polar regions. She spent a winter in Antarctica and was on the search and rescue team down there. She spent several winters in Greenland, and again, she's the most experienced astronaut, 328 days in space, and all the network reporters can talk about is how she fixed the toilet. Seriously. And the fourth is a Canadian. He went to, like, the Canadian West Point. He's a colonel in their Air Force and a pilot, and his weird thing, his research is he's lived in a cave for months studying the impacts on people. All part of what happens when we fly through space for a long time. He's lived on the bottom of the ocean for months at a time, studying the same thing. And I don't know who's the first of this, that, or the other, but what I do know, and no disrespect to the Canadian guy, but certainly to the Americans, they are all giants of hard work, of intellect, of achievement. They are heroes, and that's what I hope everybody sees. Not just the first ism, which is all nice and good, but what about the excellence of achievement that each of these people have demonstrated to go into space, but particularly for the three Americans, these people are, what they've done in their lives is absolutely fascinating, and they have been the best of the best of the best at every step of their life, and these are some giants out there. These are not your social media influencers that kids seem to look up to. It's what they've done is unseen to us, as any number of giants of technology and engineering behind the scenes who make things work. And again, after 50 years with a whole new technology base, we're headed back to the moon, and we got a target beyond that. And that is the story. You know, in 1969 and the 60s, the space program did not bring America together. That was not its purpose. That's a revisionist overlay. And as to the demographic of this crew, if that sort of stuff is important to you, well, that's good. They're older. Congratulations. You do have this gentleman. Yes, you have this lady. And if you're checking boxes because of who you are, I respect that. That's tremendous. But it's not about the fact that he's a minority or she's a woman. It's about the fact that those are actual, genuine, bona fide astronauts who worked hard all their lives and succeeded, who have the right stuff, and they are off on this journey of exploration and expertise. So anyway, I hope that we have a good, I hope we get good coverage of it from our various news organizations, and I hope that NASA has lots of information for us, because this has the potential to be just what thus far has been absolutely wonderful. All right, speech is over. We got a phone call? Really? 884-9910. And who is this now? My eyes. Bob in Sparks is calling. Hey, Bob, you're on the air. Thank you so much for calling.
Good morning, John. I had two things I wanted to talk to you about. And plus the fact, you may remember about several weeks ago, I was on hold for I don't know how long. You told me that you owed me some minutes, so I'll cash in on those right now. First thing, Ducks Unlimited. Now, are you familiar with the potential disaster at the Red Hawk Resort?
What they want to do? Yes.
Yes.
They want. There is a development being proposed, and unfortunately, the way these things go, I think it's going to happen. The golf course did not make enough money to subsist on. It wasn't quite making it, and this is a way to generate some income, is developing that land. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I'll tell you. Okay, so it's supposed to be 800 single-family high density, okay? It will destroy that resort. And there are literally thousands of people that are trying to stop this thing. And I think we can do it. And what brought me up when you talked about Ducks Unlimited, they have several ponds there where both ducks and geese live, okay? And they want to basically destroy that entire resort. So that's the one thing, and I'm glad that you're familiar with it. And there's a group, literally thousands of us, that are trying to stop it. And we're not gonna leave or quit, you know, until they put the first shovel down. And the problem is they tried to sneak this thing in on people, because none of us ever knew about it until about January. And so much work had already been done by this developer. So that's number one. Number two is coming up election. I know you have people on that are running for different offices. What's the procedure for getting somebody to come on your air for, what, an hour, I guess, to explain what they do, what they want to do, and then take questions? How's that work?
Well, if it's not totally profit-motivated, because I will say that we do sell time on the show, but we have 15- and 30-minute segments for those who have a cause, and is a cause that we feel is important enough to be on the show with. And I think your cause, Bob, is certainly important enough. You might get some flack being on with not only from me, but from callers who disagree with what you say. And if you can handle that, hey, we'd be proud to have you on, my friend. But you already did a pretty good segment there, so
Maybe in a couple of weeks we can have you on and just call the station, the main office in Carson City. And Craig is raising his hand. He volunteers to take your call at our office. I got to run. We're past break time. Bob, great talking to you from Sparks. Appreciate it. I'm with you, Bob. I used to live there myself at Wingfield Springs. I'm John Potter, live and local. Going to take a short break and be back. We have the Republicans from Douglas County joining us after the 11 o'clock Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1049.
The FM, news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter broadcasting live from Ridezilla on South Carson Street, right next door to Carson Toyota, inside the greatest ATV, motorcycle, snowmobile, moto boots, and equipment sale ever, with tags up to $6,500 off certain ATVs. I'm next to one that's $3,000 off. It's the one and only spring sale that they do just once a year. It's today, Ridezilla at South Carson Street. Yes, Craig.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm seeing more and more of these sale signs that are turned around backwards and say sold.
Yeah.
They're just going out the door. Better get in here and get yours before they're all gone.
It's happening, and nobody can get a sales guy, and they got a big crew of salespeople. They're all busy. Well, if you have to wait, Tamale Lady is setting up her food. They're lined up for it. It's quite the buffet, and it starts in about 5 minutes. Craig Swope on the weather mentioned change, and that reminded me that the U.S. Army this week raised their maximum enlistment age to 42. And it applies to active duty, Army Reserve, and the Army National Guard. And that puts the Army more in line with the Air Force and Navy regulations, which both cap enlistment at 41. The Marine Corps still caps recruits at 28 years old. The Army temporarily lifted their cap to 42 years old in 2006 during the Iraq War, and then they lowered it back to 35 a decade later. So come April 20th, you, old guy or lady, can, I'm old myself, it's not a negative way to say it, but you can enlist between the ages of 35 to 42 for applicants with prior military service especially. Sounds good. Many older, fit patriots want to defend us. Let's support them. I bet many older soldiers who left due to wokeism would love to go in for another 4 years. And my very conservative friend says, bring back the draft so, quote, we won't have all these paid protesters if those young brats were serving in the Army, unquote. I think second chances are good for people. And maybe the Army should recruit the sons and daughters of our government leaders, as only a handful of them currently serve in the service, right? And another thing that the Army has done is they have said that if you have a marijuana conviction or a drug paraphernalia conviction, that can be waived. Previously, that had been a bar to enlistment. And the purpose here is recognition of the fact that there may be a fair number of people who have marijuana convictions who nonetheless could also be good soldiers. And, you know, I think that they have, over the years, had to turn away a lot of young people who probably would have been great recruits because of, again, a marijuana conviction. And there's also the reality that a lot of young people will come into the service from states like ours, Nevada, and California, that have legalized marijuana. And, you know, those folks, if they keep themselves squared away, will probably be just fine. So I'm all for it. I'm excited about this change because it opens the door to service and a pursuit of maybe a life dream or an adventure to people who are a little bit older. Here's what they discovered. Older recruits do far better on the tests, but older recruits are less likely to graduate from basic training. So it really becomes an issue of can you do the push-ups? And they'll do better on the tests to serve our country.
We just got a text from Jeff. He says, there is no branch of our military that wants any of those young woke brats.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say the marijuana people. We don't want them. I've heard that before. But listen, if they're young brats, believe me, the Army will change them. This happened to my youngest brother. My parents didn't know what to do with him. He was getting in trouble. He was getting expelled from school. And my parents said, you either join the service or you're out of this house and you're homeless, because he had no hope, really. And Pete joined the Air Force and learned how to be a mechanic. And he went from being a long-haired hippie kid to, when I saw him a year later, standing up straight with a crew cut and sticking out his hand and saying, how do you do, John? Blew me away. They put people in shape. And again, this is why I think it's so great that they're going to get those young people. Listen, we've made mistakes in our youth. I made mistakes until I turned 66. So I get it. We all make them. And the Army can have a great positive effect on your on people. And God bless them also, defending our country and promoting our national causes. There, another speech over. Playing the music here. We're going to be back with the Republican committee from Douglas County, and we're going to talk about politics after Fox News. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, live at Ridezilla, Carson City, FM News Talk, time 10:58.